Good morning, Orville, and the rest of the world. Today's Monday, 25th of April. Humid, hot, mostly hazy, sunny morning here in Orville on 31 degrees Celsius, and we can expect sunny and very warm, and clear to partly cloudy and very warm shower in spots late over the night. Temperatures from low 29 to high 36 with heat index on 45 degrees Celsius. Humidity on 89%, maximum ultraviolet index on 11, extreme, and southerly winds at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is Vanin Gibbous, illuminated on 91%. On Wednesday, 27th at 8:30 p.m. at Visitor Center, Nuage, jazz concert, and Shanks is here in studio with us, inviting us to the concert. Thanks and welcome to our studio.
Thank you, Mariam.
You are in preparation for a jazz concert.
Nuage.
Nuage. Oh, that's French.
Yes.
Okay. That means?
Clouds.
Clouds.
Cloud or clouds. My French is not very good.
Why did you choose that name then?
Rolf chose it.
Rolf is not French either.
No, he's not. But we're playing jazz tunes in French gypsy guitar style. Inspired by Django Reinhardt and the likes of him. More recently, the Rosenberg Trio. So we will attempt to present the material in that fashion, which is why the name Nuage, which is one of which is a very famous composition by Django.
Cool. Okay. That would be this Wednesday, 27, right?
That's right.
8:30?
Yes.
At
the Visitor Center.
Visitor Centers. And who is in the set, so to speak?
So,
you would be singing?
I'm going to be singing, playing guitar. Rolf is playing guitar. Holger's playing acoustic guitar. Yeah. So Rolf is playing a nylon string. I'm playing a steel string. Mm-hmm. Holger is playing double bass. Suresh on the drums. Suresh Bhaskaran on the drums, and Matt Littlewood on saxophone.
Cool. Last few months, audience noticed you. I think we noticed you especially for the funky style, no? On certain occasions. How did you get across with Orville? What brought you here?
Well, I was living in Bombay for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Bangalore. And I moved there for the music, and I got a lot of experience playing music in both the commercial and the independent space. But I guess the city life is not for me, especially with my present desire to grow as a musician. Mm. And that's what brought me here. Mm. We actually came to Pondicherry, my girlfriend and I, and we were just looking around for a, quieter city to live in, and it's not a quieter city by any means. And then we also had heard of Orville, and we looked around, and this was it.
Mm-hmm. So you live in Orville, or you still live in Pondicherry?
Yeah, I'm a guest on Orville now,
yeah.
And we're going to be here for a little bit. Mm-hmm. We don't know how long. But
you're also planning to be a newcomer or something like that?
I haven't really given that much thought, so I just want to last about a year here as a guest and see how it goes, and then maybe, yeah.
So your life is basically music, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But why jazz? Your origin is India, yeah?
Yes.
I mean, you're Indian,
yes.
Your origin, so... Yes. Because your style, it's like it could place you easier to any of States clubs or Europe jazz clubs of the particular time,
I grew up with Hindustani classical music,
mm-hmm.
and largely as because it was practiced in the family, and then I used to listen to hard rock as well, and largely to get away from the disciplinary nature of Hindustani classical music.
And the parents?
They were not very happy with my rock and roll, but rock and roll won in the end. And then rock and roll led to the blues, and blues basically opens the door to jazz. And jazz is essentially more intellectual, and you have to develop yourself as a musician, but that also opens you up to play any other genre of music at deeper level, with a deeper level of understanding.
Sorry, because you confused me normally, but you perceive jazz as an intellectual thing?
Well, it is relatively more intellectual because of the playing aspect of it, because there's more to understand, there's more you can do with a set of chords. And it is improvised, so there is a degree of learning that is useful to have.
Okay. I mean, that's one way. Maybe you can also say
it's just a perspective. I'm quite sure those who wrote the book were not thinking that way. I think they were just doing, and
I'm thinking about the different jazz musicians, and it's partly it's true, yeah, but partly it's also something much deeper that you do explore actually beyond those mental constructions, beyond that. It's, and at some points in the jazz, I've experienced seeing it that beyond thing, the divine comes true without just the musician being an instrument. So to me, I wouldn't say that it's only an intellectual.
No, absolutely, thing. You're absolutely right, except for the musician to get there, he's got to learn a lot and then unlearn it, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So there is the journey. So I guess what I mean to say is that I'm in that journey right now, quite nascent, if you might say.
Actually, the way I saw you playing, and you are enjoying yourself, so it's
I am.
And your girlfriend is also a musician?
No, she works in advertising production, yeah. She's...
Yeah, it's good, yeah. You need somebody who's grounded.
Yes, she's quite removed from jazz, which is refreshing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the school just under the Mahabalipuram?
Yes.
You also participated?
Yes. I did a workshop a few years ago. I enrolled in a workshop for about a week. Mm-hmm. And I had quite an incredible experience there.
Do you also teach here maybe in Aurora?
I'm thinking about it.
You think about it?
Yeah.
Nobody didn't ask you yet?
Not as yet. I've been quite busy running from rehearsal to rehearsal. I'm quite enjoying working with...
You have so many concerts.
Different musicians, yeah, yeah.
Oh, there are different musicians. How many? Yeah.
It's been quite busy, yeah.
Yeah, actually, you can dwell into that set and that set, but it's fine, no? I mean, it's from jazz to classical to anything. At least the musicians are really various, and then that... the cross sections of that can be interesting. So that, as you said, gypsy jazz, it sounds really interesting for the Wednesday.
I'm quite excited, yes.
And I have to admit, I haven't heard you singing yet. I heard you playing.
Okay.
So can you repeat again when and where?
27th
yes.
of this month, which Wednesday. Is a Wednesday at the Visitor Center. Mm. Most probably on the cafe...
Zephyr?
That's right.
On the top?
Yes.
Whoa, so under the moonlight.
Hopefully,
I mean,
yes. There's a gibbous moon right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, because it's just been pulled forward.
Yes.
An intensive week behind us.
Right.
Thank God, it's over. Cool. See you on Wednesday, 8:30, in the Zephyr Visitor Center.
Yes.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Mario.
Tuesday 24th at 8:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can see Nupura Bharje thinking anklets by Madhumita and Devasmita Patnak, on the occasion for Darshan, they wish to share with us the beauty, grace, harmony and joy of Odyssey. On Thursday 28 at 5 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, the True Stories of Volunteers, and this session will present Avigal, a long-term volunteer, who will share the story on work with our culture on Earth from flowers for past 8 years. At Adi Shakti for the last week of the month, long remembering Vinapani Chawla, on Friday 29th, we can see at 7:30 p.m. two Odyssey dance performances, Vavandana Supraja and Purmina Kartik, and on Saturday and Sunday at 7:30 p.m., How to Skin a Giraffe, a play by Perch from Chennai. At Sacred Groves, they have decided to upcycle too, so they would like to upcycle your negative feelings into positive acts and reconciliation. They would like to transform their anger into a riot of peace, kindness and togetherness. To this end, they would like to invite especially the Sacred Groves opposition, key members of some working groups and prominent members of the Orwell community to a peaceful meeting at the Energy Center in Sacred Groves site at the end of the Earth Week on Saturday, April 30th at 5 p.m. Of course, all else are welcome to join and support with their aspiration and presence. And I think they will use the power of silence and chanting to come together, and they will invoke Mother and Sri Aurobindo's force to descend and heal our differences. Otherwise, we have some announcements to share with you. Probiotica Open House in Creativity every Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. City transport is now free within city area and running from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and we can call them on 262-2611 or 948-7650-951. Tree beyond the city area will be chargeable as before. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen meditation on Savitri Book 8 and 9, the Book of Death and the Book of Eternal Light. Filmed by Manohar Afuta's painting illustrating passages from Savitri read by the mother and accompanied by her music. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian crime drama, Deepam, made in France in 2015 by director Jacques Abodar. Tomorrow there will screen German drama, A Godsend, made in Germany in 2014 by director Oliver Hafner. And on Wednesday we will see, we are invited by the Dutch population, The Voice of the Water documentary, made in 1983 by director Bert Hansauer. And they are inviting us already at 2:43 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso with King's Day screening The Voice of the Water. And they're saying that every year on April 27, the Dutch celebrate Koning's Day, King's Day, a national holiday in the Kingdom of the Netherlands. This day is dedicated to friendship and community. It's not an outburst of patriotism, it's not about the popularity of the royal family. It's about a sense of belonging, and on this day everybody is equally happy. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The universe is not merely a mathematical formula for working out the relation of certain mental abstractions called numbers and principles to arrive in the end at a zero or void unit, neither it is merely physical operation embodying a certain equation of forces. It is the delight of self-lover, the play of a child, the endless self-multiplication of a poet, intoxicated with the rapture of his own power of endless creation." Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on orovilradio.org.
my sweet embrace of you. I love all the men.